It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. Today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening. All God's glory on display. A great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now. God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you, Tom Dooley, and welcome everybody to the Monday edition of the BPN Radio Network, as we pray for America, another spiritual awakening. Here on Monday, April the 20th, good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, and we're going to be praying for the next hour. We're going to be honoring some special people, and we're going to be giving honor to whom honor is due. We're going to be praying for you, and we're going to be praying for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. So don't go away. This is the Hour of Power. And so thankful to have you listening. Father, we just come boldly into your presence by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. Your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And so delighted to have you listening in. Tell your friends and neighbors about the broadcast, if you will. And we're so thankful for those of you that donate to this broadcast. And you can donate by going to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. And you can go to the bottom of the page and click on the donation button. You can make a contribution to Breakout Prayer Network, a tax-deductible gift, and you can pay by PayPal or credit card, debit card, or send a check to Breakout Prayer Network. Thank you for listening. And today, we are giving honor to whom honor is due. And I believe it's very, very important that we continue to honor people even after they have gone to heaven. I'm so thankful for my father, O.C. Gentry, my spiritual father, B.B. Hankins, and those that have gone before me prepared the way. I always want to give them honor. I'm helping write a book now for a man that preached the gospel for many, many years. He's gone to heaven. I recorded his testimony, and I'll be playing some of that before long. His name is Jesse Mason, and from California, a man that I met in 1986, began to preach for. But I'm giving honor, and I'm writing a book entitled Unsung Heroes about Jesse Mason. But today we are giving honor to a friend of mine and some other people, but a friend of mine whose name is Rusty Goodman. And tomorrow night in the Nashville area, Hendersonville, Tennessee, they're going to honor Rusty Goodman and Dottie Rambo. And both of these have gone to be with the Lord, Dottie Rambo, Rusty Goodman. And you that live in the Nashville area, you can attend this SGMG Harmony Honors, the music and legacy of Rusty Goodman and Dottie Rambo. Rusty Goodman was a good friend of mine for several years, and his wife, Billy, daughter, Tanya Sykes, son-in-law, Michael Sykes, and got to know them years ago. And so they're going to be honored tomorrow night in Hendersonville, Tennessee, at the Trinity Music City Auditorium, Hendersonville, Tennessee. The doors open at 6 o'clock. It starts at 7 o'clock, and the admission is free. Tanya and Michael Sykes will be singing with the Goodman Revival, the Neelands, the Rambo McGuire Group, the Blackwood Brothers, the Bowlings, the Lefebvre Quartet, the Perrys, and the Freedom Quartet, the Three Bridges, and friends of mine there, the Gold City and the Tribute Quartet, all tomorrow night. And I was going to have Tanya Goodman Sykes on with me today, but her schedule would not permit it. But I did tell her that we would be honoring Rusty Goodman and Dottie Rambo. To some of you, you might not even know these people, but many of you do, and many of you grew up listening to their music. And I'm going to play one of the songs right now, and just want to honor Rusty Goodman and Dottie Rambo. And before I play Rusty's song, just wanted to give you a little background here on Rusty Goodman. He was a singer-songwriter in the Southern gospel music industry that wrote some of history's most prolific songs, such as Standing in the Presence of the King, Leading on My Mind, Home, John the Revelator, Had It Not Been, Who Am I? His songs have been covered by many of the top artists in the music industry, including Elvis Presley, the Imperials, J.D. Summer, the Stamps, the Spears, the Happy Goodman Family, Michael English, and Gaither Vocal Band. And, of course, he's most known for his travels when he sang with the Happy Goodman Family, with his brothers Howard, Sam, Bobby, his sister-in-law Vestal Goodman, also, of course, the father of Tanya Goodman Sykes, and who is a former member of the Goodmans and Heirloom, and, of course, Tanya and her husband, Michael Sykes, friends of ours. And so Rusty Goodman, I remember him as a wonderful man, enjoyed his friendship, very cordial, very convenient. I had him many times on my Sunday night talk shows in Oklahoma City, when I was on the air there for a number of years on the radio station, local radio station. Now I get to broadcast all around the world. I love all kinds of music, and we have all kinds of music here on BPN Radio because I believe that music and prayer go together. Music and prayer go together. And we're having a music and prayer gathering in Austin in July. You'll hear more about that. My spiritual grandson, Leland, and I and a number of young people will be there as well as others for music and prayer. So I believe that music and prayer is a vital part of our lives. And that's what we have here on BPN Radio, Music and Prayer. And so I'm going to play a song by Rusty Goodman. It's a song by Rusty and his daughter Tanya. And they're just going to sing probably his most popular song, a song that was recorded by Elvis Presley, and a song that just says, "Who am I that a king would bleed and die for?" Rusty Goodman.
When I think of how he came so far from glory, came and dwelt among the lowly, such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace. On Mount Calvary, take my place. Then I ask myself this question: who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die? Am I that he would pray, not my will thine for? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so. Through an old rugged cross he would go, for who am I?
When I'm reminded of his words, I'll leave you never.
If you
is my friend Rusty Goodman here on BPN Radio with his daughter, also another friend of ours, Tanya Goodman Sykes, here on BPN Radio on this Monday, and tomorrow night, on Tuesday night, the 21st of April, there's going to be an Harmony Honors, honoring the music of Rusty Goodman and Dottie Rambo, and that is tomorrow night at Trinity Music City, Hendersonville, Tennessee. And so they're going to honor Rusty Goodman, Dottie Rambo, and I'm honoring today people that provide music here on BPN Radio, because music is so vitally important. And I know that we give preeminence over preaching and teaching and prophesying, and I think we are prone to just say, well, music is just a secondary thing, but it is not. Music and prayer and ministry of the word definitely go together. I can remember most of the years, the early years of our ministry, we always had someone to sing what we would call a special song before the ministry of the word. We always had a special song, maybe two or three or four. I remember one little church in East Texas, we had about eight or nine special songs before I would preach. And that was quite a lengthy time before I ever got to minister. But anyhow, music and prayer is very, very important. And today, we're just honoring, we're honoring singers and musicians, and we're giving special honor to a couple of real pioneers in the gospel music field. That's Rusty Goodman, Dottie Rambo. Both of these people will be honored tomorrow night in Hendersonville, Tennessee, the Nashville, Tennessee area at Trinity Music Center. And the mission is free at there tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. So we want to help, even though we can't be there, we do want to help honor these and other singers and musicians. And I know there's a lot of people that desire to be in the music world. You have a song to sing, and maybe nobody has heard you, or maybe you have a song that you like to record. Nobody has heard you yet. So I want to say a prayer for you right now. Father, I just pray. I just pray for people that that have this great passion to sing, to record, to minister publicly in song. And we need preachers, we need teachers, but we also need singers and musicians. I pray for them right now. In Jesus' name, I just want to honor people that are singing. They may not be preachers, they may not be prophets, they may not be prayer leaders, but they have a great contribution to play, and that is with music. So I pray that you'll bless these people, people that have a gift. I pray, Lord, they'll go somewhere. They'll just go somewhere and record a song, and who knows what might happen. And let somebody hear them sing a song or write a song and give it to somebody. Who knows what might take place. And several months ago, I was riding on the airplane with a young man that was a country music singer, and he was telling me how that he had never sung in public, but he went to a music studio, recorded a song, and the one that owned the studio, he heard him, and I mean, it was amazing what began to happen. He recorded that song, and his song went all the way to the top of the country music chart. So who knows? You might just need to go and record something somewhere. It's pretty easy right now as far as with YouTube and all the others to do it. So I pray for people that have a great passion to sing, that their song will be heard. They'll have an opportunity, set up a divine appointment, divine connection for them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, you're listening to BPN Radio here. On this Monday, tomorrow, on Tuesday, I'm going to be sharing prophetic words, what I see coming to America, what I see happening in the church, and there's a prophetic voice in this land. I'm going to begin to share those things, and I trust that you will tune in to tomorrow's broadcast. Anytime, day or night, you can listen here to BPN Radio. And remember that we're praying for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. I believe in God for 1,000 churches, 1,000 cities, and 1,000 prayer groups across America as we pray for another spiritual awakening. We have almost 1,000 churches now that are praying with us, and almost 800 cities. If your city or your church is not praying, you can check it out by going to letspraymerica.com. That's letspraymerica.com. And going to the map, M-A-P, and you can look on there because we're believing for 1,000 points of light, 1,000 prayer groups, and 1,000 cities, 1,000 churches. You can go on there and see if your city is represented. If your church would like to be a part of the 1,000 BPN prayer centers, you can go to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. And you can go to the application form, fill it out, and have your church listed. And we are now beginning to list the churches that are praying with us. Or you may have a group that meets on campus, or a group that meets in a business. It may be a public group. It might be a private group. But we want to list. We're going to believe we have 1,000. We're going to be sending out prayer requests every Monday. And we just ask that you have a weekly prayer meeting and include these prayer requests that we're sending out, because I believe the prayer of agreement is so powerful, is so powerful. So go to bpnradio.com, go down to the 1,000 BPN prayer centers, click on there, submit that application so that we can include you, and I know that you will be blessed. And we're playing the music today of Rusty Goodman and Dottie Rambo. And we're going to be playing some music by Dottie, but here's another song by my friend Rusty Goodman. They're going to be honoring Rusty tomorrow night in the Nashville, Tennessee area, tomorrow night, Tuesday, April the 21st. Here's one of the most favorite songs that I've ever played by Rusty Goodman, and we just want to honor him today. I got leaving on my mind, or because of Calvary.
I lived a wasted life that had no meaning, and I found no peace in anything that I tried. But I saw my life quickly end, and a brand new one began. The day I found the cross where Jesus died, and because of Calvary, I'll never journey in my mind back.
back to Calvary. And I kneel beneath its flow that washes white as snow. And I find new strength awaiting there for me. It's because of Calvary I'll never be the same again. I found the joy I never thought could be. He took a life shattered with sin, put it together once again. And oh, what a change there's been. I know my life will never be the same again. Because of Calvary.
Well, there you have the music by Rusty Goodman, Because of Calvary, one of his great songs. We're honoring Rusty Goodman, Dottie Rambo today, and they're going to be having a special honoring concert tomorrow night. There in Nashville, Tennessee. Actually, it's Hendersonville, Tennessee, suburb there. And it's going to be at the Trinity Music Center, Hendersonville, Tennessee. And Tanya Goodman Sykes, husband Michael Sykes, the Goodman Revival will be singing, along with Reba McIntyre and Blackwood Brothers. The Three Bridges, my friend Shannon Smith, is a member of the Three Bridges, and he lives in Nashville, and I'm thankful to have him as my friend. He'll be singing tomorrow night there in Nashville. And tonight I want to remind you that I'll be ministering at Celebration of Life in Baytown, Texas. Todd and Cindy Mooring, Callie Hargraves there, leading that church. 7 o'clock tonight. 7 o'clock tonight in Baytown, Texas, Celebration of Life. And spiritual sons and daughters lead that church. It's going to be a great time. I want you to come out, receive ministry. Good to have you listening here on BPN Radio on this Monday. Tomorrow, I'll be sharing prophetic words that the Holy Spirit is speaking to me about concerning the future of our nation. So I invite you to tune in, if you will. If you'd like to make a contribution to Breakout Prayer Network, you can do that by going to bpnradio.com and go down to the bottom of the page on Donate, and there's a place that you can make donations. And if you have a prayer request, you can just send your prayer request into prayerrequest@breakoutprayernetwork.gmail.com and gmail.com. Or you can just go to bpnradio.com. There's a place for your prayer request. We'll be praying for you. And, of course, we're here today praying for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. Father, we just pray, Lord, that you would minister to those that have individual needs in their own lives today. I just pray in Jesus' name for revival in their homes, revival in their family, revival in their church. What is a revival? A revival is anything you need it to be. And if you need healing and you receive your healing, that is a revival in your life. But we're praying that the church will be revived. There'll be hunger and thirst in the church, and people will be seeking God, turning to God. And I just believe that there is an awakening that is happening in America, because I believe there's a lot of people praying and seeking God. And there's hungry people coming to church, and so many are coming in one way and leaving the same way. They come needing salvation, but there's no invitation for salvation. They come needing healing for their physical body or for their emotions, but there's no prayer for healing. They come needing deliverance from the bondage of sin or addictions or satanic rituals, whatever it may have been. They come needing deliverance, but there's no deliverance. And they come lonely, and they come frustrated, and they come needing somebody to reach out and say, I love you, and lay their hands on them and pray for them. But nothing happens. So what we have today, we have turned in America in so many ways, in so many instances, we've turned from ministering to the needs of people, just to the minds of people or to the likes of people. And so many ministers have become motivational speakers. We need to realize that people come to the service needing help, needing deliverance, needing those. Some people come to a church on the verge of committing suicide, and this may be their last hope. So we pray in the name of Jesus for revival to take place, a reviving. And we pray for churches to be filled with the Spirit of God, with a demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit. And we know that God is a miracle-working God. God is not dead. He is alive. And He wants to show Himself strong. And so we pray for the church. We pray that pastors will be bold. They will be unafraid. They will not be intimidated by the faces of people that don't agree with what they're saying. But they will be bold, and they will be compassionate. We pray in Jesus' name for churches and congregations all across America, in the name of Jesus, where pastors will begin to call their churches to pray on a weekly basis or on a daily basis, on a nightly basis, whatever it may be. In Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, this will be a nation that prays. The Moravians, they prayed for 100 years. They prayed for 100 years. Prayer, people seeking God. On May the 3rd, I will go back to Calvary Cathedral International in Fort Worth, Texas, to help them celebrate 20 years, the 20 years that the Power Tower has been in operation. 20 years ago, the first Sunday in May of 1995, I helped start the Power Tower. I wrote the curriculum for the prayer leaders and sent the very first prayer team up. And for 18 years, that church prayed around the clock, one of the best kept secrets in America. The church prayed around the clock for 18 years. Now they pray about 16 hours a day for the last two years, but they've been praying for 20 years. And for 18 years around the clock, the Power Tower, Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, Texas. I'll be there both services, Sunday morning, Sunday night, May the 3rd, as we celebrate 20 years of the church praying. And so the key, and that church, by the way, has already won over 80,000 people to Jesus by going door to door since September of 2012. So what happens when we pray? People get saved, people get healed, people get delivered. Something must be happening in our churches, ladies and gentlemen. So we pray. We pray for the church to be the Sebastian of hope and to be an influence in this nation, because we know the doors of opportunity are closing rapidly with the war on Christianity and the watering down of the message of Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. We are a nation in trouble. We are a nation in jeopardy, a nation that is rapidly turning away from giving Israel favor. And we know that America has been blessed all of these years primarily because we have loved Israel and we have blessed Israel. And we know that there is a covenant that from the Lord that says that whoever blesses Israel is going to be blessed, and whoever curses Israel will be cursed. And so we have an administration now that's turning away from blessing Israel, aligning us with other nations of the world who have said death to Israel, called Israel Satan. And so we are a nation that could be in serious jeopardy because of our lack of support of the nation of Israel. So we pray for Israel today. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and we pray that America will support Israel. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. So we're praying. We need 1,000 prayer groups to help us be a part of the BPN 1000 prayer centers. If you'd like to be a prayer leader and you can have a weekly prayer meeting somewhere, then you can just go to bpnradio.com and fill out the application that says 1000 BPN prayer centers. We already have a number. We already have a number of churches and prayer groups that are already involved. Maybe I can read that in just a moment. But today we're honoring musicians and singers who are accompanying us in ministry. And I believe that music and prayer go together. In fact, right now, Courtney Vandeveer Piera is playing on her cello a song called Dance of the Morning. And you can get that, by the way, but on iTunes. Courtney Vandeveer Piera, good friends of ours, of Jean and I. She's ministered with us on several different occasions. And also Todd Mooring. We're in Baytown tonight at the service, and Todd Mooring does background music for us. All of this is so important. And then, of course, we have different singers that help us here on BPN Radio. We honor them. And the Bible tells us that we're to give honor to whom honor is due. And that is very, very important. And I know, speaking of honor, they're honoring my friend Rusty Goodman and Dottie Rambo, both of these well-known pioneers in Christian and gospel music. They're going to be there tomorrow night in Hendersonville, Tennessee. I'm going to play a song by Reba Rambo. And most people know Reba, incredible, a gospel singer. And we're going to play a song here in just a moment by Reba Rambo. And I know that you're going to enjoy one of my favorite songs. I know that she's written a lot of great songs, but I'm going to play one of, my favorite of all that she's ever sung or recorded. And, of course, I grew up in my early years of ministry listening to Rusty Goodman and Dottie Rambo. And so Dottie Rambo was born Joyce Reba Luttrell, Madisonville, Kentucky, 1934. And she grew up in poverty, developed an early affinity for country music. She learned to play the guitar while listening at night to the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. At 8 years of age, she started writing songs while sitting on a creek bank near her Morganfield, Kentucky home. And she had the support of her mother and father, who wanted her to sing Christian music. At 12 years old, she became a born-again Christian, made a commitment to write and sing Christian music. The decision turned out to be a pivotal point in her life, more than in one way, it is written. It did not sit well with her father, who gave her an ultimatum: give up Christian music or leave. She left home, went on the road, with her first engagement being at a church in Indianapolis, Indiana. She formed a trio called the Gospel Echoes, traveled throughout the United States. And in 1950, at age 16, she met Buck Rambo at a revival meeting she was holding with an evangelist. They married shortly thereafter, began traveling and singing together after years of her traveling alone, living with pastors' families. Finally, they created a group called the Gospel Echoes, and later with her daughter Reba, who will be singing there tomorrow night, they became the Singing Rambos, and then the Rambos. Through an introduction by another gospel group, the Happy Goodman family, whom Rusty Goodman was a member, they sang for then-Governor of Louisiana Jimmy Davis, who was also a popular country and gospel music recording artist. Davis signed her to a writing contract with his publishing company, Jimmy Davis Music. She received a signing bonus of $3,000, the most she'd ever earned to that time. Though Jimmy Davis appeared as a co-writer on Rambo's compositions during this time, she publicly stated he did not write any music or lyrics to her composition, but required a writer's share upon the publishing agreement with Jimmy Davis. She went on to entertain troops in Vietnam, won a Grammy Award for Best Soul Gospel Performance for her album in 1968, and she worked with Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, Benny Hinn, Catherine Kuhlman, John Hagee, Jim Baker, Paul and Jan Krautz, Paula White, Reinhard Bonnke, T.D. Jakes, Pat Robertson, and many others. And so we're going to play a song by Reba Rambo, and many of us listen to her music in days gone by. Here's one of my favorite songs by Reba Rambo called Sheltered in the Arms of God. Reba Rambo.
Sheltered
within
the arms of
God. The arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise, they won't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God.
He walks with me,
and not of earth
shall harm me,
for I'm sheltered in the arms of God.
So let the cold winds blow,
it's so good to know. Sheltered in the arms of God.
Dolly, we have both been sheltered in the arms of God.
The arms of God.
There's Reba Rambo and the Rambos and Sheltered in the Arms of God. So thankful to have you listening here on BPN Radio. On this Monday, tonight we're in Baytown, Texas, Celebration of Life, be ministering there 7 o'clock. So thankful to have you as a part of BPN Radio. And, of course, we are praying not only for Breakout Prayer Network, but a lot of other prayer groups that are going on across America. And there's a lot of people out there that are leading prayer, and we salute them, those that are calling the nation to pray. And we're so thankful that we can just be a part of whatever God's doing on this earth. There's a group called the Praying Army. I've led prayer for them several times, and you can actually call in every morning at 5:42, and you can pray along with a lot of people that are praying across America and around the world. You just dial a number, and you can join them in prayer. And somebody leads prayer every morning. Let me just give you a number here on the Praying Army. If you get your pen close by, I'm going to give you a number. You can pray with a group at 5:42 each morning. That is central. That's central time. And I don't know what time zone you're in, but if you're in central, it's at 5:42. And the number is 712-775-7035, 712-775-7035. And when you get there, you're going to have to put in an access code. Let me give you the access code. Write this one down, 434-680-POUND, 434-680-POUND. Or you can just go to the Praying Army. You can go on the website and you get all the information there. Just another group that's praying for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And so we salute those guys for their effort in praying. And, you know, I'm calling for 1,000. I'm calling for 1,000 prayer centers in America. And you can be a part of the 1,000 prayer centers, the Breakout Prayer Network, 1,000 prayer centers. And the only thing that we ask you to do is to pray with us at least on a weekly basis. The prayer requests that we send, if you would include it in your prayer group, your prayer service, your prayer gathering at some point, that would be great, so that we can agree for certain things every week, because we believe that the power of agreement is quite remarkable. And so we know the power of prayer. So I'm believing for 1,000 prayer centers, 1,000 prayer groups meeting at a certain time, at a certain place, at least on a weekly basis. We do want to welcome a number of prayer groups that have already signed up to be with us. And that is New Harvest Church, Clewiston, Florida. Chuck Pelham, the leader. Saskatoon Christian Center, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. Tracy Johnson, the prayer leader. Journey Church, Bethel, Vermont, with Brad Keller, the prayer leader. The Gate Church, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Jay Pike, prayer leader. Temple Baptist Church, Bern, North Carolina, Judy Dodson is the prayer leader there. Gateway Church International, Roswell, New Mexico. Rick Rapp, the prayer leader. Celebration of Life, Baytown, Texas, Callie Hargraves, prayer leader. Destiny Christian Center, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Lawrence Neeson, prayer leader. Christian Worship Center, San Diego, California, Art Evans, prayer leader. Great Grace Revival Ministries, Blairsville, Georgia, Gary Patterson, prayer leader. And so we have a number of churches already that are signing up, or prayer groups. You don't have to meet in a church. You can meet, if you are meeting in a church, we must have the approval of your pastor, if it's someone other than your pastor. So we can have everything in order there. But if you want to have a prayer group in a business place, we know Celebration of Life, where we're at tonight, they started praying in a funeral home. First time I went there, they were praying in a funeral home, praying in the casket room before the service. So wherever it may be, on a college campus, neighborhood prayer group, in a business, a Capitol building, wherever it may be, we're believing for 1,000 prayer groups 1,000 Prayer Centers. You just go to bpnradio.com, click on 1,000 Prayer Centers, and send in your application, and we will submit your name to our prayer list, and be listing all of the churches and prayer groups that are praying with us, because we know that according to Deuteronomy 32:30, one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight. The power of us praying together, the power of us praying together is absolutely remarkable. So today we're having music and prayer, promoting music and prayer, and honoring people that paved the way for gospel music. We know that gospel music has made lots of changes the last several years, and I just want to say that I love all kinds of music. I love all kinds of Christian music, gospel music, contemporary music, country gospel, and what even some people would call Christian rock. I just love all kinds of music, and we play all kinds of music, Christian music, here on BPN Radio, because we believe it's such a vital part of what we do. And when we pray, it is very, very important that we have music in the background. I love to pray. I lead music. I lead prayer, and someone else leads music, like Todd Mooring, who is playing in the background. He's playing the music. And, the prophet Elisha, the Bible said that when the minstrel began to play, then he began to prophesy. Music and prayer go together, so very, very important. And we're honoring today the music of Rusty Goodman, Dottie Rambo, and we're going to play another song by Rusty. I would like to say that tomorrow on the broadcast, I will be giving prophetic words, what I see happening in America, what I see coming to America. I believe that 2015 is a very strategic year. I believe that what we must do very quickly. And one of those things I'll be talking about tomorrow is getting out of debt. I'll be talking about the coming revival, but I'll also be talking about the coming crises that's coming to America, and the recall of many things, the inflation that's coming. There's a lot of people already out of work. I mean, there's over 40,000 people that's been laid off in the oil industry. And we pray for this group of people that are without jobs. We ask God that you help them. We pray in Jesus' name. And while many of us are getting a break at the gas pump because of low oil prices, other families across America are suffering after being laid off. And so I just pray for them. We pray for them right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. One of the things I'm going to be talking about tomorrow in the prophetic words that I'm going to be giving is the coming of the Lord, the rapture of the church. And that's a very controversial subject. I'll talk more about that. But the thing that I'm proclaiming and declaring is that Jesus is coming soon. So here's Rusty Goodman to sing, "I Gotta Leave It On My Mind," one of my favorite songs by Rusty. And the question is, are you ready? Are you ready to go?
The old house I'm living in is needing repair. The windows and the shutters are letting in cold, cold air. I say to myself, I'm gonna fix 'em when I can get the time. But all I've been getting lately is leaving on my mind. Lately all I've got is leaving on my mind. guess I should be looking for a better place to live. But I can't seem to get excited about the world and what it can give. For I couldn't care less if I could buy it all with a solitary dime. For what good would a world do me with leaving on my mind?
Rusty Goodman, Leaving on My Mind. Good to have you listening in today on BPN Radio. Delighted to have you listening in. Praying with me every day at this hour, at this time, or any time here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And I'm just so thankful for the opportunity to be able to pray with you here on BPN Radio. Just to think that years ago, when I was a radio announcer, radio DJ, that I mostly broadcast to one city or one region. Now I have the opportunity to broadcast to nations of the world. I mean, it's just amazing when you think about the opportunity that I have to broadcast to nations of the world. I'm thankful. And thankful for you that are praying with me. And in order to get my daily prayer, I send out a daily prayer, about a 60-second prayer, by email. You can go to letsprayamerica.com, letsprayamerica.com, and you can sign up, and I'll send you that prayer every day at 3 o'clock in the morning or anytime you want to receive it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of BPN. I'll see you tomorrow at the same time or anytime. You have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.